From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. The Washington Wine Commission sent a delegation to Germany recently for the biggest trade show anywhere. They wanted to help represent U.S. and Washington wines on the world stage. The Washington Wine Commission's Chris Stone says Washington's wine industry continues to grow in both quantity and quality and is showing no signs of slowing down.
Absolutely not. Yeah, there's a whole big wide world out there. And we just got back from 2 weeks in Europe for Pro Wine, which is the world's largest wine trade show. And I would say the interest and curiosity about Washington wines has never been higher. People are just really interested and excited about what's happening here.
Because the more you know, Stone says, the better.
It's always good to get out there and honestly, you know, gain some perspective on the world of wine and where Washington's place is in that world. But yeah, I would say the interest and the enthusiasm for both, really frankly, the whole Pacific Northwest and New World wines was high in our booth. All the vintners that traveled with us came away feeling really good about the show.
And this year's crop, Stone says, is looking good so far.
We always kind of, you know, internally, kind of my own personal marker on the calendar is we got to get through Mother's Day till we kind of really kind of relax a little bit and don't worry anymore about any frost or freeze issues. So we're getting close.
Stone says this new year has been a very positive reminder of what Washington's wine industry has built over the years and expects to continue for years to come.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.